This is Phoenix FM.
Now, joining me in the studio, she wants this backing track for some reason. Are you going to sing it, Molly?
It doesn't work. My microphone
is working. It does work. Oh. Oh, it's working. Sing now. Go on.
You can dance.
Welcome to Molly.
You can dance. Having the time of my life.
Your life, my life.
Yeah, whatever. Get on.
See that girl. Watch that sing.
She is the beauty queen. That is joining me in the studio. It is Wednesday, and you know every 2 weeks we have the lovely Molly Miller in the studio.
Hello.
With her feature called Ask Molly. She writes for the Gazette series, goes all over the place. She's in the Sugar Hunt quite frequently. Nice. With my potential new husband, Mickey Norcross. And he's very cute. Mm. He's got lovely green eyes. I stared into him once, he ran away.
He likes apple pies. His green eyes.
He likes apple pies, does he? Well, you find something new every day. He was following me on Facebook and then he deleted me. I don't know why. I felt really upset after that, but never mind. Molly is joining us and she's got loads and loads of beauty products with her in the studio. We go through and we review. I have a little dig into them as well. I've got no experience in beauty, but I do love my beauty products.
Oh, you do? You do love your beauty products.
I like sniffing and touching stuff. So, anyway.
I've got loads and loads and loads. First of all, I'll just say you're talking about the Sugar Hut. I interviewed Lydia Bright. Mm-hmm. Lydia Rose Bright, do you remember her? She went out with Arj.
Yeah. I've seen Arj outside the window before. Oh, he was trying to get in to see me. I said, Arj, go away.
But Lydia was so lovely. Now, I'm not going to hear about them because it's for a feature for the paper next week. I love Kylie Minogue. She's my girl crush. I love Kylie Minogue. And Lydia, I listen to Kylie all the time. She's lovely. And Lydia, to me, was just like, I've always thought when she sort of came onto our screens, okay, first of all, she was a bit orangey and so on, but then she's kind of like toned it down a bit. And I thought her warm personality, she has always reminded me of Kylie Minogue. Mm-hmm. I think she even looks like Kylie Minogue.
No.
So, yeah. It was like meeting Essex's Kylie Minogue, and we talked now.
How many times you can say Kylie Minogue? Yes, like, it's a competition you've got.
No, but I'm going to Twitter her later, Kylie. Bestie. She's not my bestie. I don't even know her. But anyway, obviously.
It's not a head in a basket.
She's got really tiny feet.
You've got your basket in front of him. Just wondering, you've got a head there going, right. No, she's my best friend.
Right. This basket. Okay, so I wanted to talk like last minute Christmas ideas. Mm. Now, this is really lovely if you know a new mum or somebody that's having a baby. It's from www.daisybabyshop.co.uk, and they make up hampers for babies, and they can, I think, although their orders are probably very pushed at the moment, get one in. But this, how cute is that? You've got knit teddies and all things like that. It's so lovely. I know it's not beauty, but what you can do is with the hamper, which I think is really nice, you can actually just put a couple of mum's products in there, like something. When I gave birth, lots of people were buying things for like Phoebe and when I had Freddie, and I was like, no, what about me? You know?
Yeah, well, don't worry about the baby. What about me?
I'm the one that's done all the work. I want a nice body lotion or something. So I thought that's a really nice gift. But then what I would do is I would actually add a couple of mum's products.
Maybe 20 Benson and Hedges, stuff like that. Bottle of vodka. Things that you need when you just had a baby.
I never promote smoking because I don't smoke. And I never promote sunbeds. But I do promote vodka.
I just had a baby. I want to go for a four-hour session on a sunbed. People don't go on sunbeds anymore, do they?
Yes.
Do they still go on the warm
seat? Oh, so many on my Twitter thing is that saying they're going on sunbeds, and I will not ever retweet a sunbed. I will not follow anybody on Twitter that does sunbeds because I really, really don't agree with
really
them.
It's really bad, and it makes you age really bad as well. Smoking is really bad. I don't smoke. It's disgusting.
But vodka's good.
Not this early, though, but anyway.
Well, I don't, it depends where you're putting it. If you wouldn't put it on a spot, it
helps. I don't. Sometimes I just sit here going, what's she going to say next?
But anyway, seriously, these hampers from Daisy Baby Shop are lovely. That's £29.99.
Oh, that's good.
It's a really good, isn't it? Really good price. And it contains it. I didn't say what it contains in it, but you've got in it, baby snuggles, baby sleeping bags, swaddle blankets, breastfeeding covers. You've got wraps and wrapsings. Oh, no, that's what they do. So in this, you've got a bear, you've got a muslin cloth.
You've got little hairbrushes.
Yeah, they're really, really lovely. Really nice idea. Now, secondly, I wanted to just quickly go on to Neom. So now, Neom is one of my favourite brands. Oh, my goodness. Have you smelt that?
No, I haven't.
Go and have a smell. This is Neom Complete Bliss Moroccan Blush Rose. It's an organic bath and shower oil.
Oh, Oh, it smells a bit like, do you know what it smells like? A bit like Turkish Delight as well.
Yes, I love a bit of Turkish Delight.
Oh, sorry. I'm rubbing this on myself while I'm just on the radio.
Yeah. But Neom, now that's £18. It's available from neomorganics.com. But it's a really beautiful scent. And I think this is, they do a whole range of different relaxing scents. Yeah. So they've got a whole huge range, candles. And I started using Neom years and years ago. They used to sell it in Clement Jocelyn. Do you remember that shop? It was in Brentwood and it closed down ages ago. And I think they sell it in a shop down by Crown Street. But
it's actually got a little bit of a hit. When you smell it, it smells a little bit like Turkish Delight. Well, it goes into quite citrusy. It's got like an in sort of.
Yes. Well, it's got in geranium oil, which is very, very good geranium oil if you're hormonal. So this is why I'm saying it makes a lovely gift to give to a man.
Well,
I am, so just bring it on.
Only all the time.
Yeah, so it's got in it grapeseed oil, so it's very nourishing. It's got your orange peel oil, you've got in it wood oil, you've got patchouli oil, rose oil, you've got vanilla, you've got rose flower oil, chamomile oil. So there's so many different oils in there, essential oils.
Yep.
And it just smells amazing. The other thing as well, I love a candle.
Yeah.
Love candles.
I always find they get stuck in my teeth, though, but no. I do quite like it. I like cats. The thing is, it's nice when you go... It's not because my house smells or anything. I haven't even got any pets. But it's just nice to have that kind of... You know, when you're a lady or even a gentleman, nice to walk in and get that waft of kind of fragrance.
No, see, separated husband, you know, the kid's dad.
Separated husband.
And he used to come into the house and blow out the candles all the time.
I had a horrible vision that we were going to hear something we didn't need to hear. But never mind, carry on. Carry on.
<That's so rude. laughs> But this candle...
Give me the candles, just do it to me.
No, that never happens, so I'm separated. Seriously. The candle. I'm allowed to say this. Now, these candles are from Heaven Afternoon Tea Candle. Now, it retails at £24.40. It's available from Heaven Skincare. Heaven is just amazing. I love all their range. And I'm allowed to say this because the PR said I could say it, and they got it in quotes as well. Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham, loves Heaven products. She got her mum, when Deborah Mitchell, who owns Heaven, sent her some products, she got her mum to call Deborah, because obviously she was too busy to call herself, but she got her mum to call Deborah to say that she thought the Age Defiance cream was wonderful. So Posh Spice, you know, she'll only ever use the best. So she'll probably get sent thousands of products and... It makes a beautiful present. I was going to give it away as a Christmas present, but I'm not. I'm keeping it for myself because I can have loads of candles now.
And loads of people can come in and blow them out. Right, we're just going to go quickly to the travel, and then we're coming straight back to Molly with a very product that I actually recommended Molly to try. So we're going to be talking about that in about 2 minutes. Here we go.
Cool.
Here we go again. Bit of a long intro again. You going to sing it again, Molly? As it is Christmas.
Oh, dear.
That's it. Come on, Molly. That's it. Come on. This is Ask Molly Beauty. This is a Christmas go. Off you go. Molly's a beauty queen. Thank you, right? Sorry, just had to ruin it there. Ask Molly Beauty here in the studio. Don't forget, writes for the Brentwood Chronicle. It goes all over Essex. She's also got your own blog.
Yes, www.askmollybeauty.com. And it's I write for the Essex Chronicles and the Gazette series. They go out the whole of Essex.
Yep.
Busy.
Always in the papers.
Yes.
Always in the papers. Getting a bit of the sort of, you're famous now. You're my famous friend.
Am I?
Because Mickey Norcross isn't. Because he deleted me off of
he does this thing that I really don't like. When I went to the Sugar Hut a little while back, and they call it I think it's something called the champagne train, where he walks in through the club and all the girls have these champagne bottles, and it's like, woo-hoo, woo-hoo, it's Mickey Norcross, and he walks in and sits on a throne with all these girls and champagne.
I'll tell you what, if that was me, I'd run towards that throne. He wouldn't even make it out the door alive.
No. Do you know what? I'm sure he's a really, really, really lovely person.
He's lovely.
And I'm not going to say because I know his daughter-in-law very well.
No, he's a really lovely guy. I have met him at a few of the functions over the years, and he comes across quite shy. He's a very nice bloke.
He used to go to my gym.
I'm only joking.
He used to go to my gym all the time. And then somebody went up to him and said to him, you need to work harder because of all those apple pies that Gemma's cooking you.
Oh dear.
I thought it was quite funny.
I can't,
I'm not saying because friend Gemma, who's his daughter-in-law, is lovely. In fact, she's in the paper this week with her Essex Beauty Group. I stuck her in the paper because I did a feature at the Sugar Hut, which has come out today. And that was really, really lovely. But anyway, can we talk Marlena? Yeah. Oh my goodness. I love these products. Now, these have come in from Italy.
Ooh. And buongiorno, come stai?
I don't know that. I only know how to say... I think I knew how to say I like a hot chocolate, but I've forgotten that one as well.
Well, anyway. I've just said hello and welcome. Right. So there we go. Right.
Okay, that's really good. But anyway, basically, so Marlena have got 5 signature products, and it's quite new, and they're sort of trying to bring them into the UK. But what I love about this is they contain hyaluronic acid. You know, I've always gone about hyaluronic acid because it holds 1,000 times its own weight in water. So test these. The packaging is lovely as well. This is a Flourish moisturiser.
Oh, lovely.
And this, the Flourish moisturiser, has got collagen beads. And a lot of hyaluronic acid. I can never say that word. So it's really good for moisturising. You can take that off.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, I've already opened up the eye cream. I've also got here the eye serum as well. So now the eye serum, it is expensive. Ooh. It's £67 and the moisturiser is £49. And it's available from Marlena.com. It's got in it... this eye serum, looking on the back of it... it's got in it borage oil, which has got lots of omega-3s and 6, so it's really good for cell regeneration.
Yeah.
It's also got in it, again, hyaluronic acid, and it's also got in it Edelweiss, which I've got to look all this up, stem cells. Now, I always say to you, I'm very, very honest, if I don't know all the jargon and what it does, then I will look it up, I will Google it, and I'll ask the PRs exactly what that means and what it does. And I have yet to write, I'm going to write a bit on my blog about these products. But I think, I always like to see new products coming into the market. I mean, obviously, like, I have my old favourites.
Yeah.
But this ice cream is lovely. It sinks in so nicely. And here's a little tip. This is what I did recently. Now, whereas I'm getting a bit older and because it's Christmas, my skin is getting very dehydrated, especially if I'm going out drinking. So, I'm honest.
Every day.
Sorry, in the morning. No. And so what I do is, when I do my makeup, I always find when I do my makeup, it doesn't matter what I use, but I'm better off obviously not using heavy foundations and things because it will just sink into my skin and pronounce the lines more. So after I've done my makeup, I always put on a little bit of eye serum and I press it in just into my eyes after I've done my makeup.
Yeah.
And it literally just gets rid of any kind of powders or anything that's sunk in. But it makes this gives an instant firming effect. So when I go out, my eyes look hydrated. Mm. I always put eye cream on after I've done my makeup, always. Oh, right. And I think that's a really good tip because it just makes your eyes, it just zings them out. That and eye drops are very good. But I love this.
Flourish, M-A-R-L-E-N-H-A. I will put all the details. Don't forget, if you don't get to write down all the products, we do actually, this goes up on the website. It will go up probably this evening and then there'll be all of the list of all the products and the websites and the pricing too.
And this is like, this rose thing, and I'm sure this means, off the top of my head, it means love, doesn't it, Rose?
What's that?
The rose... What's in here? So I need to look up more on the details of the red. Here you go. Yes, I was right. Named after the exquisite red rose. So Marlena is the red rose, which is a symbol of love and beauty. Now, they're all handmade bio skincare products. So they've all got very, very natural. There's no nasties in there. I'm looking at the back here. There's no sort of Paraman's nasty things in there. So a really lovely brand, and I'm looking forward to writing up on that and getting more details on that. Now, next we're going to go to your favourite, which thank you for telling me about this.
I ordered this I saw this on QVC. You know I'm a massive fan of QVC because you can buy beauty products, test them out, and if they don't work on your skin, you can send them back. That's why I buy my makeup and my skincare products from there, because it's fabulous. If they don't work for you, that's great. But this mascara is called Code. I saw it on the TV, and I have ordered other mascaras from QVC. Wasn't very happy, and I sent those back. I ordered this one by Code. It's brand new. I think it comes out at about £18 for a mascara. Is it about £18?
It's £19.95.
£19.95, and it is the best mascara I've ever used. Mm. It makes your, well, you can tell, but it makes your lashes, it's individual. You never get any clumping, and the length of your lashes is incredible.
I mean, I was just saying to you earlier that I've got my 10 top products coming out in the paper in a couple of weeks' time, and I was going to include makeup, but then there's just too many to choose from. Now, one of the mascaras I was going to put in was Benefit They're Real, because I love that. That's one of my favourite mascaras. But it's more for like false lash effect and so on, which is why I've stuck it into a different feature. And then I tried this one, and I have to say, my other favourite one is the Chanel one and the Lancôme one, which I don't, you know, I just love those two. This was better.
Yeah.
I really liked it. Exactly as you said, I put it on, it gives a natural look, but that doesn't mean natural as in you can't see your lashes, because often often people, when they promote mascara and if it doesn't do much, they'll say, oh, it gives a natural look, it doesn't really do much. This really, exactly as you said, it lengthens and it doesn't clump at all. So there was no need to put like an eye comb through afterwards, and I love the fact that it does the lengthening without the clumping. That's, for me,
and I think that's all
thing.
They do. It's two women wanted to get, the story behind it's two women wanted to get together to make a really good mascara.
That's all they wanted to do. It's best friends Sarah Cross and Kirsty Schuber. They had one mission. It's got here to create a mascara that ticks all the boxes. So it's got conditioning oils in it, it's got vitamins and waxes in it to promote growth as well, so it actually treats your eyelashes as well. But I love it. Okay, so all I've got is
don't say that, just off air. I'm just doing you a signal. That's just to let you know.
10 minutes. Right, next thing. Did you see you don't watch I'm a Celebrity?
No, I would have done. I would have done, but then I kept seeing people in bikinis and I got really, and I just make me want to eat more food.
Well, Amy Williton, the girl that was in the bikini, she was really attractive.
Yeah.
She is attractive.
Yeah.
She made me sick when she was doing that thing with the spiders, when she was crawling through the snakes and spiders. Mm. On my Twitter account, I was just looking at all the men going, wah, wah, and I was like,
I say, when we get raw, raw, you want to put me in there crawling through the spiders? That made you say raw, raw. I tell you what, they'd been crushed to death.
That'd be horrible.
It'd be my flesh all hanging behind me, sort of like... I've been trapped in there. Help, get me out. Oh, Declan Donnelly can get me out. He's lovely, isn't he?
It'll be the spider saying, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Sorry.
How cruel.
That's a joke.
Cruel.
You're the one that said it. I'm just saying,
don't dig the knife in, though, really. So you come in here and do a show and you start. That's horrible.
I'll be the same. My jelly belly's
There's nothing of her. She's like a stick.
I'm not like a stick. I'm like a jelly belly. I'm a jelly belly. But anyway, going on to this product, right? So basically, Amy Williton and all these celebrities that were in there, they weren't allowed to have any makeup or whatever in there. And she hid this. It's called Boying.
Where did she hide that? Because it's quite a big bit of... Where did she hide it?
Stop.
I'm sorry, I was just thinking.
Well, probably in a rucksack.
Right.
Anyway, right.
Is that what we're calling things now? Go on, open the box.
Oh gosh, this is so bad. But anyway, she hid her Boying probably in her rucksack, but everyone else used it and they loved it. And I have to say, for Benefit, that was a good promotion. She's being so rude here. So anyway, and this concealer is like an industrial, really industrial strength concealer. But the fact that she took this in there, and it did get a lot of coverage, so I thought it comes in 5 shades. It doesn't crease. It's really good. It covers under eye circles and so on. That's £17.50. You can stick your fingers in it. The other one we've got here that I've asked him to send, which is again one of my favourite products, is the Girl Meets Pearl. Now, this is £24.50 and it's got its sweet almond oil, so it firms. It's got sesame seed oil in it for moisture, and it's for the face, and it gives a really lovely... Now, I haven't actually... I'm winding it up, as you can hear me. It's like a wind-up thing, and nothing's coming out yet because it's going to be one of those products that you're going to have to wind it.
Is it glittery? Is it got like a glittery?
No, I'm trying to... I've tested it before on the Benefit counter. It comes. I love the packaging. It's like really lovely. And you just literally... It's a beautiful... kind of like a... Not a serum. It's like... It literally just gives a sheen to the skin.
Yep.
And it's so subtle. That it's not one that you're going to look at. It literally, you put that on yourself, it's like a very, very light sort of light reflecting. Do you
I
see?
I need a lot of light reflection, I can turn it.
And it's really nice.
Oh, that's
very nice. It's very nice, isn't it? So that's Girl Meets Pearl by Benefit. It's liquid pearl for the face. But it doesn't, as I say, you're not going to look. It's got no glitter in it,
yep.
No shimmer in it. It literally is almost like an oyster pearl.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Lovely.
Like an oyster
that,
pearl, really
makes you
nice.
Younger. Talking it about look, lovely looking people. Look at hello, Tony. All right.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, you're right. There, he's coming to have a look at the makeup.
I might end up in. Are you DJing on Friday night?
just have a conversation off air with three.
I might come down to the gardeners and have a dance by myself.
No, he said he doesn't want to see you down there again after last week.
What did I do last week? Right. Anyway, moving on. This next one is Revitalash. Now, Revitalash did the growth conditioner thing, which
brilliant.
Loved it. They have brought out, which I love this, Spotlight Highlighting Pencil. This is universal. It is suitable for every single skin tone. Again, there's no shimmer, no glitter. It is literally, you use it on your brow bone. You can use it to highlight above your eyelid. You can use it on your cheeks. You can use it above your cupid's bow. It's a beautiful gold. Well, it's not even a gold. It's like a pearlized, what would you call that? A very, very soft, soft gold. And again, it's lovely for Christmas, especially if you've got mature skin tone and you don't want anything that's
mature
over the top.
Skin tone? That's not very nice, is it? Don't you stand there?
Men don't get wrinkles. They age much better than women. They really do. It's not fair. Moving swiftly on, because I know that we're running out of time. I've got my lavender and mint. You smell that. Oh. This is by Paul Mitchell. It's tea tree, lavender, mint. It's hydrating, it's calming, but it smells.
Oh, yeah.
Now, smell that. Now, the thing is, when you put that into your hair, it is really, it makes your head tingle. I recently went for a treatment and it made my head tingle.
It's lovely. It smells gorgeous.
Yes, it does smell really nice. Stop taking the mick. And now, that is Paul Mitchell, and I'm just going to process. Right, that's £13.50 for the shampoo and £14.50 for the conditioner, and it hydrates. Really good for soothing tension.
Yep.
So, you know, like, so after I've gone for a run or something, and you put that on, it just takes away any day's stresses, or in the morning it just kind of sets you up for the day. It's almost like that original sauce peppermint shower gel. I love anything with mint, but you've got to have a hot shower of mint, because otherwise it's too cold.
You want me to have a hot shower with you?
No, hot shower with mint.
Oh, sorry.
You have mint.
It's a lovely offer, but I didn't know.
Finally, other last minute Christmas gift ideas. Womanity. This is by Thierry Mugler. And it's the perfumed shower gel.
Oh.
Have a whiff of that. I prefer shower gels actually to perfumes, simply because I don't like anything that chokes me. We've gone through this before, and I'm not going to get rude, but I don't like anything that's too choking. Now, this has got in it fig, caviar, fig tree wood. So it's very. Now, what does it smell like to you? Don't stick.
I don't know. That's not. No.
No, you can't smell it. Let me smell it.
It smells a bit sort of. And do you want to smell that?
I love the bottle.
Yeah, the bottle's nice. It's plastic though.
It doesn't matter if it's plastic. Plastic's good. You see, I love that. Isn't it funny? So many people have.
It's okay. I'm used to using I like my Molten Browns if I buy anything, or L'Occitane shower if I'm feeling in a flush kind of mood. It's nice.
I love that. That's so.
And I do used to like Angel, and I do like the Alien kind
of. You see, I've got Angel here. Mm. Angel is too heavy for me. Everyone's so different. I don't like really heavy perfumes.
It's very
lovely,
light.
I like light, refreshing scents. And this is very kind of... now, they've said it's Mediterranean-y. I don't think it's Mediterranean-y. I think it's more summer-filled kind of thing. But I love it. It's not sweet. That's another thing I like about it. It's not too sweet. I don't like too sweet things. Now, this last one here is the Perfume Body Oil Thierry Mugler. I never say his name. Is it Thierry Mugler?
Thierry.
But anyway... This is the Angel. Now, that, obviously, it's the iconic scent of Angel.
Yeah.
It's, smell it, it's very, it's very confectionery, I call it.
It's like vanilla.
It's caramel, vanilla, chocolate, honey. You kind of want to eat it. I would think men... Actually, Tony, quick, come here. Which smell do you prefer? I would think men would actually prefer that, because it's lighter. Or do you prefer that? Have a whiff of that. Don't drop it, though.
Yeah, don't drop it. What do you think? Oh, no, it's a bit too strong, maybe.
This is the shower gel. This is right there. That's the shower gel. I think the shower gel is lovely. So many people it's funny, isn't it, how different people like different things.
Maybe we can lather you up and then we'll see. Just get you in the shower and see what it's like.
You prefer the blue one?
Yeah, prefers the original.
I don't. And that's probably why no one ever comes near me, because I like different scents.
That's not what we heard about what you found last week.
Nothing happened last week.
No, nothing happened last week. We were winding you up.
What did happen last week? Tell me.
She's lost it. Well, I just have to say thank you so much for coming in. Well, you've been coming in for probably about the last 8 months. It might be a bit longer than that. I wish you a really happy Christmas. I know next year you've got loads of really good things happening.
And lots of pictures. And this Friday I'm meeting Caroline Barnes. She's the makeup ambassador for Max Factor. And I'm meeting the winner of The Face, which I never watched The Face.
But I watched some of it. It was absolutely... I don't know who won it, but it was
a lady called
Naomi
Emma.
Campbell. It was very, very
Emma.
Good.
Well, I'm interviewing them on Friday, so I can't wait for that. But I can't wait to meet Caroline Barnes because all those makeup tips, I'm going to go home now and type up some questions for her. What question can I ask her? Give me a question I can ask her.
Oh, my God. Like, how to apply eyeliner? Because I like the sweeping kind of eyeliner on the top of your eyelid, and I can never do it properly. The easy way to do
well,
it.
Well, that's easy. You have to pull down your eyeliner.
I want you to ask her. I'm not asking you. I'm putting your eyelid down. You ask me, do I want a question? Give me a question. And you're telling me I'm not going to get it.